Donald Trump details chilling moments escaping death. I am only here by the grace of Almighty God. By Hannah Knudsen on July 18, 2024. Former President Donald Trump said he is only here today by the grace of Almighty God. Recounting the moments he came close to certain death in intricate detail during his highly anticipated speech at the Republican National Convention on Thursday in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Stating that he felt safe in many of those moments because he had God on his side. Americans have been on the edge of their seats waiting to hear Trump's first formal remarks less than 1 week from the day the former president almost lost his life, something most everyone admits was a miracle from above. Trump thanked the American people for their love and support following the assassination attempt at his rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. As you already know, the assassin's bullet came within a quarter of an inch of taking my life. So many people have asked me, what happened, please? And, therefore, I'll tell you what happened, Trump said, according to his prepared remarks. Although he added this line, surely catching the attention of millions across the country. And you'll never hear it from me a second time because it's too painful to tell. It was a warm, beautiful day in the early evening in Butler Township in the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. He began, describing the loud music and happy crowd that day. He detailed how he was discussing what his administration did on illegal immigration before turning to look at a screen that was displaying a chart of border crossings under his leadership. In order to see the chart, I started to, like this, turn to my right and was ready to begin a little bit further turn. Which I'm very lucky I didn't do, when I heard a loud whizzing sound and felt something hit me really, really hard on my right ear, he said, explaining. I said to myself, wow, what was that? It can only be a bullet. Just absolutely blood all over the place, he said, describing how he touched his ear with his hand and saw the blood. I immediately knew it was very serious, that we were under attack and, in one movement, proceeded to drop to the ground, he said, noting that bullets were continuing to fly as Secret Service agents rushed to him. There was blood pouring everywhere, and, yet, in a certain way, I felt very safe because I had God on my side, Trump said of the Lord. Defiant, bloodied Trump pumps fist to crowd after possible shooting at rally. The amazing thing is that prior to the shot, if I had not moved my head at that very last instant, the assassin's bullet would have perfectly hit his mark. And I would not be here tonight, we would not be together, he said, explaining that the most incredible aspect was the crowd, as they did not run away in panic or stampede. Instead, they stood by and did not move. Many standing up to search for the sniper and pointing in his direction. Nobody ran, and by not stampeding, many lives were saved. But that isn't the reason that they didn't move. The reason is that they knew I was in very serious trouble. They saw me go down. They saw the blood and thought, actually, most did, that I was dead, he said, as they knew it was a shot to the head. But the crowd, he said, did not want to leave him. And you can see that love written all over their faces, he said, calling them incredible people. Bullets were flying over us. Yet, I felt serene. But, now, the Secret Service agents were putting themselves in peril. They were in very dangerous territory. Bullets were flying right over them, missing them by a very small amount of inches, and then it all stopped, he said. Our Secret Service sniper, from a much greater distance and with only one bullet used, took the assassin's life, he said, adding, I'm not supposed to be here tonight. That triggered the crowd to encourage him by chanting, yes, you are. Trump then attributed his survival to the grace of God and the grace of God alone. Thank you, but I'm not, and, I will tell you, I stand before you in this arena only by the grace of Almighty God, Trump proclaimed. Trump described the moment he put his arm in the air, signaling to the American people that he was okay. I raised my right arm, looked at the thousands and thousands of people that were breathlessly waiting, and started shouting, fight, fight, fight. Once my clenched fist went up and it was high into the air. You've all seen that, he said, as images of the moment flashed behind him. Trump said the crowd realized he was okay and then roared with pride for our country like no crowd I have ever heard before. Never heard anything like it, he said, stating that he was grateful for the love that was shown to him by the giant audience of patriots that stood bravely on that fateful evening in Pennsylvania. Trump also had a moment of silence for the attendee killed, Corey Comprator, whose firefighter uniform was on stage. Trump went up to the uniform and kissed his helmet. "What fine man he was," Trump said. "There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for others," he said, quoting scripture. "This is the spirit that forged America in our darkest hours. And this is the love that will lead America back to the summit of human achievement and greatness. This is what we need. Despite such a heinous attack, we unite this evening more determined than ever. I am more determined than ever, and so are you, so is everybody," Trump added. Trump is expected to say later in his remarks, "Just a few short days ago, my journey with you nearly ended. And, yet, here we are tonight, all gathered together, talking about the future, promise, and renewal of America. We live in a world of miracles." But if the events of last Saturday make anything clear, it is that every single moment we have on earth is a gift from God, Trump's prepared remarks read.